Morning, Ireland. It's 11 minutes to 8 and we're going to have Emma McNamara now with the business news. And once again, is it the third time in a month that the Eurozone finance ministers, Emma, are gathering to try and deal with the problem of what should we do about Greece?
It's the third time in as many weeks, Anya. And in reaction this morning, Asian shares inched up slightly as investors said that they were holding out hope that a Eurozone finance ministers meeting today would see Greece avoid bankruptcy. But a regional Spanish vote favouring separatist parties overnight capped gains. And at the finance ministers' third meeting today, they're going to try and agree on releasing €44 billion in bailout funds for Greece. There's a row between the ministers and the IMF over the deadline Greece must lower its debt by and on whether some of the debt can be written off. We're going to be joined from London by Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment Managers any minute now. But before we get to Justin, we'll just run through some of this morning's other business news. According to a report out this morning in Europe, a new study suggests that under pressure from debt markets, the Eurozone as a whole is returning into a much more balanced and potentially more dynamic economy. The three-year-old sovereign debt crisis started by unsustainably high debt in Greece has forced Athens, as well as Ireland, Portugal, Spain and Italy, to embark on ambitious economic reforms to win back market confidence. And this is according to an annual report prepared by the Brussels-based Lisbon Council think tank. And it says Greece is now the leader in economic reforms towards healthy economic fundamentals, followed by Ireland, Estonia, Spain and Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't much look like that on the streets of Greece, though, does it?
Nor, to be honest, in Ireland or in Portugal, Estonia or Spain.
Yeah.
In other business news this morning, we've got news from AIB that it's launching a new overnight loan application process for small and medium-sized businesses which want to borrow up to €25,000. Viable businesses there will get a decision on their loan the day after making the application, and that's at their local branch, and this will start happening tomorrow for customers who've banked with AIB for at least the past year. And this move to have applications dealt with locally will be welcomed, but it doesn't address the issues stressed by the head of the Credit Review Office, John Tretho, and recently that more needs to be done for marginal businesses. Elsewhere, note to the stock exchange this morning, agri-services group Origin Enterprises, ahead of its AGM in Dublin, has issued a trading update that reports a slower start to its financial year. It says on-farm activity in Ireland and the UK was hit by the sustained period of wet weather, which resulted in a delayed autumn harvest and challenging arable crop planting conditions. In Ireland, Origin says more fertiliser was used as farmers had to support improved grass growth before the end of the growing season. Feed volumes were higher in the 3 months to the end of October, reflecting demand because of limited availability of quality fodder. Now we're able to go across to Justin Urquhart-Stewart, who's joining us from London from Seven Investment Management. Justin, we were talking about how at the finance minister's third meeting in 3 weeks, they're trying to agree on releasing €44 billion in bailout funds for Greece. There's a row between the ministers and the IMF over the deadline Greece must lower its debt by and on whether some of the debt can be written off. The deadlines, debt write-offs and possibly an interest rate holiday. Is it going to be third time lucky today, Justin?
One would hope so. But realistically, of course, something has to change, whether you're calling it rescheduling, restructuring, or adjusting the payments. Something has to give, because Greece is not going to be able to carry on in its current situation. So I hope some realism is now put into this to try and actually get some agreement. What you can't do, and it's not fair on the Greeks to actually allow them to be in this position endlessly without actually having some light at the end of the tunnel.
And what do you think will give?
I think what we eventually will see is there will be a rescheduling of the timescale, an allowance to be able to say that they'll be able to meet their targets over an extended period of time, but the money will be available.
Justin, as you've read in your Financial Times this morning, Matthew Elderfield, the Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ireland, has said he thinks there should be safeguards to protect the UK and other out countries that belong to the EU but not to the 17 Eurozone nations that are looking to centralise bank supervision here. How obvious a call do you think it is, given the links between our financial services sectors, English and Irish ones, even though it's one of the first times that a top official from a Eurozone country has spoken out like this?
I think this is a very pragmatic view indeed, because what it's actually doing is facing reality and saying, look, although we've got a currency union in one part, you've actually got banking structures which actually cover both areas. Therefore, a pragmatic view would to make sure both those that are in and those the out countries should be coordinated and don't just operate on for those banking structures within the Eurozone. Make sure you take into account those outside. It would not be to the benefit of the Eurozone nations, and equally it wouldn't be a benefit to the United Kingdom either.
And speaking of pragmatic views, what do you think of the overnight result of the vote in Catalonia?
It's just the sort of thing you don't need when you're trying to actually make sure that you're trying to inspire more confidence in the restructuring of this debt. Spain needs to be able to, I believe, apply for the bailout. It's fulfilled most of the requirements anyway. But when you've got this sort of destabilisation going on behind it, that does not give any assurance, particularly to further bond investors.
OK, Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment Management in London, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Briefly, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.29.5, an 80.82 pence.